This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Vietnam early Thursday for talks with the country's communist leaders on the final stop of his two-nation tour of Asia. Putin signed a mutual defense pact Wednesday with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un during his first stop in Pyongyang. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Kim spoke at a rare press conference, announcing the signing of a comprehensive strategic partnership.
Our two countries' relations have been elevated to the new higher level of an alliance.
At the start of their summit, Kim expressed unconditional support for all of Russia's policies, including a full support and firm alliance for Putin's war with Ukraine. This was Putin's first visit to North Korea in 24 years. The visit will likely reshape decades of Russia-North Korea relations at a time when both face international isolation. Seoul and Washington are watching closely and have expressed concern about the two countries' growing military ties.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The Philippines military chief is demanding that China return several rifles and equipment seized by the Chinese Coast Guard during a violent confrontation earlier this week near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Video issued by the Philippine military Wednesday night showed the chaotic face-off at the second Thomas Shoal Monday, with Chinese personnel brandishing knives, axes, and sticks while surrounding two Philippine Navy supply boats. Manila says the Chinese Coast Guard personnel seized the boats and damaged them. In addition to the rifles, they also seized navigation equipment and other supplies and wounded a number of Filipino naval personnel. Officials say China was preventing Filipino naval personnel from transferring food and other supplies, including firearms, to the second Thomas.